The blanket boat. On Friday evening, Fig spread a blue blanket on the rug. It was long enough for four children to sit along its edge. Ivy sat down first, then Hannah, then Dax, then Obi. Their dinosaur friends settled in the roomy places beside them.
It looks like a little boat, Hannah said.
The blanket had a fold down the middle and a curved corner at one end. Ivy smoothed the corner with her hand.
A boat that stays at home, she said, and that was just the kind of boat they wanted.
The rug was their quiet harbor. The cushions were the banks. The wooden floor beyond the rug could be a wide, still lake. They did not need real water. They did not need paddles or ropes. Their pretend boat was comfortable exactly where it was. Fig put a small basket in the middle.
What shall our boat carry? He asked softly.
Dax brought a cushion. Obi brought a folded cloth. Hannah brought a little wooden cup.
Ivy brought nothing at all, because she liked having room for her hands.
They put everything down carefully. The cushion leaned against the basket. The cloth lay flat. The cup stood quietly in the fold of the blanket. There was room for what they had brought, and room for the empty spaces, too.
Pebble rested his chin beside Ivy.
Kite folded his wings near Hannah. Waffle curled beside Dax, with his tail close to his toes. Maple lowered his head near Obi. No one rocked the boat. No one splashed the lake. It was a sitting still kind of journey.
We could drift past the garden, Ivy murmured.
The children pictured the garden without getting up. The beans on their sticks, the neat rows of carrots, the small watering can on its shelf. Their thoughts moved gently past each familiar thing.
And past the apple tree, Dax said. They pictured the tree with its round apples, all held safely by the branches. One apple was green. Another had a red cheek. The leaves made a soft roof over them. There was no need to pick anything tonight. Then they imagined a wide patch of sky. A pale cloud was resting there. It could be the boat's sail if it wanted. But the boat did not need wind to take them anywhere. Sometimes a journey could happen in a quiet room, while every foot stayed warm on the rug. After a while, the friends stopped adding things to the picture. The garden was enough. The apple tree was enough. The cloud was enough. They sat with the soft blue blanket and let their little journey become still.
Home harbor, Fig whispered. They had been home all along. Hannah placed the cup back on its shelf. Dax put the basket beside the chair. Obi folded the small cloth, and Ivy helped him smooth it. There was no hurry, and Fig did the last little bit. Then the blanket stopped being a boat. It became a blanket again, ready to keep resting friends cozy. The children settled into their beds nearby. The dinosaurs settled into theirs. Each friend had enough room. The wooden lake became a floor. The cushion banks became cushions. The quiet harbor stayed a quiet room. No more places to imagine. No more things to carry. Just a blanket and a pillow. And the feeling of being home. All here. All home.
Good night.